You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. This is Coach Stephanie with Coach Sharon. We're here at the Law of Attraction Radio Network. We're talking about body confidence, LOA style, and Sharon and I were talking the other day about how we see our worthiness and how that comes out in different forms. And that has a lot to do with our body confidence and then how our bodies come to our rescue. And everyone, before we go into that, Sharon, what are you up to lately?
Well, I'm coaching people around confidence in general and empowerment, mindfulness, and if anybody would like a free session, I would love for them to email me at Sharon, SharonSharIQUI. At gmail.com, and I would love to meet them. And any feedback from this session would be great to hear from you guys. Please don't hesitate.
Fantastic. And can you spell your first and last name one more time?
Sure. It's SharonSharIQUI.
At
gmail.com.
Great. And everyone, this is Coach Stephanie. As we talk about body confidence, I use a lot of my material from my body knowledge system, which I have developed over the past couple years. And you can find me at my site, bodyawe.com, and you can contact me there. And as Coach Sharon spoke to, you know, any comments that you want to make, feel free to tap us on the shoulder. So with that said, Sharon, I'm going to start with you because you have a fascinating story about how you reframed your worthiness and increased your empowerment around your own body and self-confidence. Can you tell us that story?
Yes. Well, the story is, I was a stay-at-home mom. I had just had my second child, and I was keeping a pace that was, how can I explain? I was so in need of positive reinforcement from my family, that all I would do so much for everybody and nothing for myself. I was doing fantastic dinners. I was working for my husband after he, you know, at home, you know, helping with the paperwork. I was doing anything that my family would ask me to do, I would do it, and all because I felt that was my worth. That was what I was worthy. If I was able to do for other people, I was worthy. And I got a little wake-up call. Would you like to hear about it?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you anyway.
Just to pause you here, I think our audience can identify with, you know, of course, you as a mother and helping your family and being there, because you did it very well. I mean, I wouldn't judge it. Would you judge
no.
it at this find the moment?
I was doing the best I can. I had two children under a year apart, and I was just doing everything as best I could. You know what I think? I think that deep down I had this thought that I make mistakes. And because I make mistakes, I have to be extra careful because this was such an important job. So because I felt I make mistakes, I put so much more pressure on myself to do the right job and to do everything to the letter and to not make any mistakes and to just be stressed out about it. And because I had that attitude while I was doing something as wonderful as raising kids, it was two children, they were just great. It should have been fun and play. And I said, no, I can't be playful because this is a serious job, raising the next generation. I mean, you know, and I had to do everything for everybody else because, you know, that was what made me important to them. I didn't want to lose that.
Yeah, let me ask you this. We know in coaching, Sharon, that when we are with our clients and ourselves, we do things if we're getting something out of it. What were you getting out of it?
So what I was getting out of it was, I think that what I was getting out of it was being needed. I wanted to be needed by them, and so if I did the right, you know, if I did what they said, I would be called again, and they would need me. And I think that it could be I'm like a middle child. I'm a third child of five children, and it was always. I think that has a big. It plays a big role of why we do things, and I think that was how I was seen. What I can do was how I was put on the map. How people saw who I was what I could provide for them, you know. Otherwise, I would just melt into the crowd. And so I needed to do for everybody. And so this was the attitude that I had in my mid-20s. And I couldn't keep it up with two babies. With two babies, I couldn't keep it up.
Well, you did keep it up, but just to go back a notch, what I heard was the motivation and the energy behind all of this was you might melt into oblivion. Did I hear that right? Like you would just like nobody would see you? They wouldn't.
But exactly. I felt like that was my place in the world. I mean, this is what put me on the map. And I wasn't really communicating with myself at the time. I was really ignoring myself.
So shame on you.
Yeah, shame on me. But guess
what? Not communicating with your body and your confidence. Shame on you.
Exactly. No communication.
So what happened? You just kind of kicked it in the butt.
What happened was, all of a sudden, I noticed a bald spot on my head, on the top of my head. Actually, my father noticed it because he's a tall man, and he said, "Oh my God, Aaron,
you have short."
Yeah, I'm short. He said, "You have a bald spot on top." And that was a big shock. It was a regular little like a spot.
You never
and then
it was in the shower or
no, I had no idea, no clue. I had no clue. It was in. I have a full head of hair.
That shows how estranged you were from your body.
Yes.
You were so into pleasing everyone. And we all do that, not to be judgmental. We all do that. But I know you took a shower or washed your hair a couple times a week.
Yeah, I just didn't notice it. I guess it was a small spot at the time. And then at the same time, I also noticed vitiligo. Vitiligo is a skin disorder. It's an autoimmune disorder that comes from stress. And I had this white patch on my wrist, and on my pinky turned white completely, and I had some spots on my other fingers, on my left hand, and it was the sign, it was the stop sign that said, wait a minute.
Now really, did you say that kind of, you know, because we know the body has intelligence, I teach that in my body knowledge system, But at the time, did you, you know, most of us would say, well, I have to go to the doctor. I have a vitamin deficiency. Or, I mean, did you put two and two together at that point in time?
No, no. At that point in time, I was, all I was interested in was keeping it going. I had to keep it going.
And your body's, you were still in your body.
You know, at first it was like, okay, this is what's going on, you know, what's going on, but I have to keep this up. Until I looked again, you know, I was keeping my hand on the bald spot. It was a small little spot, and it started getting bigger and bigger. And I said, you know what, I better find out about this. And I found out that this kind of thing, with the little IGO, it can spread. It can spread to your face. It could spread up your arm, to your legs. It's the kind of thing that if you don't nip it in the bud, it will spread. And this vitiligo, it did.
Scared. I mean, so, again, when did you put, you know, acknowledging your body talking to you, and then you started listening to her, what did you change?
So, I started speaking to people. And they started telling, you know, explaining to me that this is stress, my body is in stress, even though I didn't feel it because, you know, you're 20. What are we feeling at 20? We're so great. I was nursing my son and running around, and I was hardly eating. I wasn't eating because I said, oh, you know, I want to get back into my jeans, and I want to, you know, I have so much to do, and I wasn't eating as much as I should, and my body was in stress. And so I started asking people, and I started realizing that this was stress-related, and then I said, I better have that meeting. I better have that meeting with myself, because this has to help me and not destroy me, because this was starting to destroy me. I was so afraid I would keep my hair up in a ponytail. I was afraid people were looking. It was a mark on me. It was a mark saying, imperfect.
Then in Law of Attraction, we know we reframe our words that we say to ourselves. So what did you start telling your body?
So then I realized that those words that I was saying, you know, you're marked, you're not good enough, look at you, you have a scar, you're a defect. I started to say, no, this is not working. This is not, I wasn't feeling good about myself.
Give me a positive phrase that you remember saying to yourself.
So what I remember saying to myself was, this is about love. This is about love. This is about my lack of love for myself. Here I am looking for love by pleasing others. I think that my goal was that I would find love if I pleased others. And then here I am.
But did you hear what you just said? This is about love of myself. That is so gorgeous. Do you hear yourself saying that?
Yes, because, you know, these marks that I have, and today I thank God my hair grew back, I have full hair, but that vitiligo on my wrist is there. And today I look at it, and the truth is I love that sign that I have on my wrist. I love it.
Yeah,
I do, because
It's a reminder.
It's a reminder that I need to love myself. It's a reminder that I don't need perfection. I am still beautiful. That my external is not my worth. It's a reminder that, and every time I look at it, I do remember. I remember that I have to take care of, I have to eat dinner. I have to eat lunch. I have to prepare myself a salad or whatever it is. I have to take care of me in order to take care of others.
Well, it's right here. Give everybody, we'll give each other a moment of where people can contact us. You go first.
Okay, so I'd love for you guys to contact me at Sharon, Sharon, and then this is my last name, Shrieky, Shriqui, @gmail.com. And I'd love feedback on what we're talking about. And I'd love to hear from you guys.
Okay.
Repeat that again?
No, you're good. I actually memorized it. I've been trying to memorize it all week.
Oh.
It's good.
It's not an easy last name.
And you can reach me, Coach Stephanie Wood, at bodyawe.com. And you want to switch roles here? You can coach me while I tell my story?
Yes, I'd love that. So,
okay.
Coach Stephanie, tell me about your story.
My worthiness story. Okay. My worthiness story begins with a very unbelievable time in my life. I've gone through four careers, and I was transitioning from the fitness world into choreographing and personal training. And one day during, I had this identity about my body confidence where I had to look the part. Not that ever happened to you, right, Sharon?
Oh, no, of course. Oh, boy.
So I have
the
to
story
look
of my life.
Of this beautiful physical image, especially if I was training and being a choreographer for shows and stuff. I had that in my head. And what happened one day was because I was ignoring my body and putting her in the position to look, here we go, with the perfect stuff, right, Sharon?
Yeah.
And I did it really well. But one day, my body intelligence came after me, and I dove down to pick up a very small weight, and my back just gave me so much pain. And here I am thinking I'm the perfect person. I know how to take care of myself, right? I was doing it really well. I was doing it for other people. And here I couldn't move. And
Wow. It
was a really big wake-up call. And that really has led to what I'm doing now, which is the body knowledge system, helping other people have better body confidence. But my body spoke up for me. Now, it wasn't very pleasant.
So. Oh, my goodness. I'm sure. Wow.
Yeah.
And what did you say? What were you saying at the time that it happened? What was your body telling
you?
Oh,
I was just like, oh, no, we have to keep moving on. I have a schedule. Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
Right? I have things to do. I have people coming over. That I have to train. I have to go eat lunch now. You know, it's like total ignoring.
And today, what would you have said?
Well, first I would say stop doing this to me. But
oh, yes. What changed? What changed?
I have to acknowledge that she is speaking to me. And she has best intentions for me. And I might have to change a few things in my life. It could be either with my relationship, how I move through life, the people around me. You know, there might be somebody in my life that's not really good for me. Right?
Mm.
And she's giving me a way of saying, cut it out, Stephanie. If you keep this up, I'm either going to call Coach Sharon or I'm going to give you a lot of pain. Now, it's funny because I started going to a chiropractor, Sharon.
Yeah.
It didn't help, but it was just really external. I had to do the internal work. So now I know if I get a little twinge, nobody's going to fix it for me. I got to do it myself. And that's the hard. Yeah.
That's the hard work. That's why people don't do it, because we have to look at ourselves, and it's not fun. Not always fun.
Well, it's fun if you have for me, I love little formulas that I do. Little things that, like for instance, yesterday I had like too much on my plate. I got the twinge.
Wow.
So I said to myself, do I really have to do all of that today? I don't think so. So little things like that, little games that I play with myself. And I really do want, do you do little things like that with yourself when you see you're, like, overstepping too much?
So you know what I do? I'm going to tell you what happens to me is I do checks every once in a while of my body. Like, sort of like, imagine diving into your body and checking what's tight. Because I'll find random areas of my body that are tightening. And that tells me that something is going on. So I'll stop and I'll say, hey, and I'll sort of like having that inner dialogue, what is this about? What is this about? And something will pop into my head. Something that's happening in my life that I'm pushing over to the side that I really probably don't want to look at will come to my head. And then I'll say, okay, so let me make peace with this right now because this is popping up. And that is how I...
That's the message that we want our audience to hear is take the time for that. I mean, what did that take, 2 seconds?
You know, yeah, 2 seconds, but to tune in to your body, to tune in and see where are you tightening.
She matters,
right. You know what it is? I thought of something before the show. It said, don't think it's arrogance to love yourself. I think it's ignorance to not love yourself.
Ignorant. So, I like that word.
It's ignorance to not love who you are because it's only because you don't know yourself. You don't know your strengths. You don't know what you're good at or you pushed it off to the side. It's not in the forefront. It should be written down. It should be looked at, all of your strengths and your superpowers. We should always have them. Like, you know, someone should be able to ask you, hey, Stephanie, what are you good at? And Stephanie should have 20 things on her list or 10 things. She could say, this is my superpowers. Right, Steph?
So what is, if you could give me one or two lines and I'll add into it, what do you want people to understand from our conversation today?
So what I would really want you to come home with is to tune in before you get a symptom. Tune in to what's going on. I mean, that was the greatest thing I ever figured out was diving into my body and seeing where I'm tight. Because that's the beginning. Like, you know, when you had the pain in your shoulder, it started off with tightness. It started off with Stephanie holding her neck a certain way because she was tense about something. And then, you know, we don't pay attention. And then that tightness turns into pain. And so if we were able to tune in and then say, what is this about? You know, in a loving way to ourselves. We can resolve, we can nip it in the bud before it becomes pain, before it becomes a symptom. We can, in this way, we can love ourselves. And I think that's why we're on this planet. That's one of the reasons why. When we love ourselves, we can go out into the world and make things happen and do good things.
So I think we're going to call this call Tune In Body Confidence 101.
All right, sounds good to me.
And everyone, give me your contact information one more time before we sign off.
Okay, so I would love to hear from you guys. Just pop in, send me a message. My email address is Sharon, Sharon, Sharikui. @gmail.com. That's Sharon Kiki at Gmail. Yeah.
And you can get me at Coach Stephanie Wood at gmail.com, or you can get me on my site at bodyawe.com. And Sharon, I'll see you on the next phase. Thank you so much.
Looking forward. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. It was so much fun talking with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to CoachStephanieWood@gmail.com or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.